This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicle exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur near Ahmedabad in Gujarat today morning. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. A report from our correspondent.
In a shining example of a Make in India initiative success, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and flag off the Suzuki's first global strategic battery electric vehicle, BEV, manufactured in India. These Made in India BEV are set to be exported to more than 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the PM will also launch the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at a Gujarat-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant. This joint venture is expected to accelerate the domestic manufacturing and drive innovation in clean energy technologies. Interestingly, over 80% of battery's value will now be locally produced, which will boost India's green manufacturing footprint. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government has refused to allow the import of agricultural goods from the United States, prioritizing the interests and welfare of Indian farmers above all else. Speaking at the convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research, IISER in Bhopal, Mr. Chauhan said, "The new Bharat is full of confidence and does not fear anyone when it comes to safeguarding the interests of its own people." The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced that it has received documents from 99.11% of electors in Bihar, with 7 days still remaining in the claims, objections and documents period under the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in the state. With the deadline set for September 1, only 0.89% of electors are yet to submit their documents. In line with SIR orders dated June 24, the verification of documents is being conducted simultaneously by 243 electoral registration officers and 2,976 assistant electoral registration officers across Bihar. The ECI confirmed that the final electoral rolls will be published on September 30, following the completion of final checks. Indian Navy will commission two of its advanced stealth frigates, Udayagiri and Himgiri, in Vishakhapatnam today. The P-17A frigates displace about 6,700 tons, making them slightly larger than their predecessor, Shivalik-class frigates. They feature an improved hull design to reduce radar cross-section. The ceremony will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Keralites celebrate Aptham today. It is the formal beginning of Onam festival. We have more from our correspondent.
Aptham marks the beginning of Onam celebrations in Kerala. From today, people start making Attapookalams, the floral carpets in front of their homes, and continue till Thiruvonam. At Tripunuthara, the famous Attachamayam procession takes place today. Various traditional art forms showcasing Kerala's rich culture and heritage will be part of this colorful parade. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall, likely to continue over Gujarat till Saturday and over Rajasthan till tomorrow. IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha and coastal Andhra Pradesh today. Heavy rainfall is also expected at isolated places over Chhattisgarh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan, Goa, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe and Telangana today. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his warm wishes on Ukrainians' Independence Day. In a social media post, Zelensky expressed appreciation for India's dedication to peace and dialogue. He added that as the world works toward ending the ongoing war with dignity and lasting peace, Ukraine looks forward to India's continued support. Zelensky emphasized that strong diplomatic efforts help ensure global security, including in the Indo-Pacific. Zelensky also shared a letter from PM Modi in which the Prime Minister thanked him for his greetings on India's Independence Day and extended his own wishes to the people of Ukraine. And that is the end of this news bulletin.